Hi everyone, my name is Andra Stanoyou and you're listening to the Healthy Debate Show here on UK Health Radio and podcast. Did you know that the average person will change careers 5-7 times during their working life? Approximately 30% of the total workforce will now change jobs every 12 months. Christelle Pilot is a career optimization coach. She's the founder of Freedom Catcher Academy and, probably the most important role, she's a mother of three. As an expat, she was struggling with a new job and a new environment and three small children on her hands, and she realized that sacrificing her career or family wasn't an option. So what did she do? Well, she's dedicated the last 7 years of her life to helping women and mothers struggling with career transitions and working life. And today she's here with us to share some of her wisdom. Hi, Christelle. Welcome to the Healthy Debate Show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Hello, everyone.
Was I right? Was, being a mom the most important career, the most important job you've ever had?
Well, it's really a very demanding job indeed. So we take a lot of time in order to be sure that everyone has what they need here at home. But I am not alone. I have my husband with me.
Well, I think that the most interesting thing about, you know, being a mom is the fact that as a job, you know, you can't resign. So
you can't resign.
So you need to make the effort to, you know, make it work. And, through partnership with family and friends and a support structure, I'm sure that, you know, all of us can manage. All right, Christelle. So tell us about yourself, about your work, and how did you become a career optimization coach?
It wasn't what I was doing at the beginning. So I was a chemical engineer. I came in Germany, so I am French, but I came in Germany because of my job. I was working for a French company, and here alone in Germany, I had to develop this French company and to see if we can adapt to the German market. And it worked out, so it was really, really good, and therefore I had the chance to travel all around the world. So it was an interesting career with a lot of traveling, a lot of culture difference. So that is the part that I really liked. And at some point I have seen that it was an interesting career, but I couldn't really improve myself anymore. The growth was over and I had the feeling that it was all about making money and more money and more money. And it was a lot of energy and time consuming. And I couldn't really feel the why I did all that. And the problem with that is that my energy was drained. I couldn't, I had no energy anymore. I had kind of no vital energy anymore. And at that moment, I had two children. So two small children traveling 50% of my time and trying to balance all that. And I was seeing that I was losing myself. I was losing my relationship with my partner. I felt very alone, kind of in a prison somehow. And I wasn't really satisfied neither with me being a mom, so the way I was acting with my children. So I decided to quit, or not really to quit, but to change. I decided to do what I wanted to do, because my husband wasn't really happy with the idea that I wanted to change. And I said, I don't care, because it's my life. And I know that if I continue this way, I will lose everything. And what was really, really interesting is that at that moment, I decided to go through a coaching certification and to change my life. It was even more complicated in my life because I had my job, my children, my certification going on. I had to learn like 10 hours a week on top of everything. And I had to deal like against the will of my husband. But I felt energized and I was really surprised about that. And that's why I'm doing what I'm doing right now, because I have seen that if you have the wrong activity during the day, then you lose your energy and eventually you think something is wrong with me. I have everything, but I don't feel good about me, my life. But it's just because you have the wrong activity during the day. Maybe because you are not working, you want to work. Maybe because you work, you don't want to work anymore. Maybe you just work in the wrong job. And if you go in the right direction, then you can find your vital energy back. And then everything is different. And that's why I decided to do what I do today.
So what do you think was the most difficult part of your previous career?
So for me, it was really the feeling that I had to put a lot of energy in. So I moved a lot. So like 50% of my time as well, I was traveling in Asia, in Canada, in Brazil, so Japan and so on. So it was a lot of traveling, a lot of energy, because every time there I had almost no time to sleep or whatsoever, because I try to come back as quickly as possible to take charge of my children. And all that for what? So always my question was, why am I doing that? Why is it is it what I'm doing? So anytime, and I think there is so people like that, if they don't understand why they do it, if they don't understand the purpose, if they don't understand the meaning, it's just not possible to continue this way. And I think it was the most prevalent point. So it was, why am I doing that? There is no news. Someone else can do that. It's not going to help any kind of life. So it's just to do money and to have a good pay at the end of the day.
So my understanding, it was more almost about purpose.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a very challenging thing, isn't it? Because you invest so much energy and time and education into becoming someone, right? Having a career. And then you suddenly lose motivation, you lose purpose, and then kind of have to start all over again. So what do you think motivates you now, Christelle? Why is this different? This career is different?
Because I really, really believe that I am people oriented. So there is some people, they are machine oriented, they are system oriented, and there is some people, they are people oriented. And as an engineer, I was more system oriented. So all what I had to do, yes, I had to deal with a lot of people to sell my machine, but I had as well to repair the machine and to have them working. And all that was not in order to help people. So now I really do what I love to do. I find people so interesting, and I'm always amazed every time I have a new client. It's like, wow, this person is so unique. So I really love to see the uniqueness of people, and then to be able to let themselves see it and say, look at you, how great you are, and look at you, what kind of diamond you are. And then we are going to show that the world. And so that makes me really happy. I love doing that. And it's just not the feeling that I had as an engineer. I didn't really love repairing a machine, or it was, yeah, nice, but that's it. And what I'm doing now, like today, so someone told me, oh, I just found a new job. I'm really happy about that. Or in one day, I'm going to help a person starting a new life in France. She's in Germany right now. She's going to move to France, and I'm going to help her to have this new job she dreams of. And I feel really happy when I'm able to do that. So, yeah, that's the difference, I think. So really seeing the results, and knowing that the result is not only money, but it has a big impact on the life of a person.
Well, it's fantastic that you managed to transition into a new career that actually, you know, gives you the satisfaction you need and you deserve. And certainly the tone of your voice completely changed when I've asked you, you know, what's the purpose now? What motivates you now? And, you know, being someone that has been working as a coach previously and as a psychotherapist, I understand completely the feeling of satisfaction when you're seeing people's lives being improved, you know, or changed completely due to the conversations you had. So I'm very pleased to hear that this is working very well for you. So in terms of career coaches, I've had numerous career coaches in the podcast before, and I know quite a few of them, but I'm interested in understanding, you know, what makes you different from other career coaches, apart from your great motivation, which we could all hear.
Yes, I hope that all career coaches have great motivation. So what I have seen for as I started my own transition, I have been in contact with a lot of career coaches, and what I felt is that I always felt very, very alone, because my problem as I changed my career, it was not really what I want to do or how do I want to do it. So for sure, it is one problem. But my biggest problem is, okay, how can I do at home in order to having that functioning? Because I had to do a lot of organization at home. I had to communicate completely differently with my husband. I could see with that I hadn't the support I wanted to have with my husband, he wasn't able to give it. So I was like kind of already thinking, okay, maybe we should stop our collaboration there, because you are not helping me, you don't support me, meaning you don't love me, which is completely wrong. But at that moment, I felt that. So for me, it was not only a career change, it was really the whole systemic of my life was changing. How can I organize my energy, my time, in order to be able to continue my job, to be a good mom, to try to have this conversation with my husband, and on top of that, to learn all the things that I wanted to learn. So it's a lot of time management, a lot of energy management, a lot of communication, a lot of communication with myself as well. And that is not something that I could find with other coaches. It was all about, okay, here's the step that you should do. Go for it. But it was far more than that. And I thought, okay, I'm going to give something else to the client coming to me. And that's why as well I help more the women, because they have more this kind of trouble if they want to change something. So sometimes the whole family has to change in the same way. And they don't, sometimes they don't accept that, or they really have to do a big work on themselves in order to accept that they are the one pushing the family, changing the family. Usually the husband does that, and it's fine, because husbands, they just go and women follow, and so this kind of things, but it's not necessarily what women do. And I believe that it's doable and it's very good for the family. But then we take really all together, the energy, the time management, the communication, the leadership at home, who has the leadership at home, how to change that. It's not necessarily the mom all the time. So all together, it's very, my clients say that it's holistic. It's very, we go where they need support in order for them to have enough energy, and then to take the right step for the career change.
It's very interesting that you mentioned this. So let me see if I understood correctly. So if I come to you because I want to transition into a new career, and then we start discussing and you identify actually at the bottom of this might be something else, instead of us focusing on me changing careers, we might be focusing on my relationships, my family, my childhood, or whatever sits behind that. Is that correct?
Yeah, well, usually when people come to me, they are in the mindset lack of something. So lack of time, lack of energy, lack of self-confidence, lack of vision. So it's this kind of mindset. So it's not necessarily the best mindset in order to get the new opportunity or the new job or create a business. So what we do there, it's really we look at how to have a higher energy level, how to change the mindset into maybe in more winning mindset, and say, okay, let's see if it's lack of energy, because maybe it's what's going on at home. Maybe it's because of what you think, because thoughts are sometimes really the one that taking the energy away. So we look at that. We look at all that in order to have the right energy level, because everything is energy. When we have the right energy, we attract the right people, we attract the right job, we show up the right way. So we definitely look at that. And if there is kind of problem with the relationship, then eventually we are going to look at that as well, indeed. If there is a problem with how you deal with your family, we can definitely look at that. I'm very good at that, and so on.
Did you have any clients, any customers that have decided to actually stay in their same careers because they got a bit more clarity with you and they concluded that actually a transition into a career won't change things for me?
Yes, it's interesting because indeed, so like last month, I have a client, she had like 3 interviews end of December, and she was really, really excited about it because it was exactly the kind of job she wanted to have. And then looking at this interview and having the clarity she has and looking at the family and so on, she said, no, because of my values, because of what's going on, I decided to stay in this job six months. So she's still in this job for 6 months. And maybe after that, she's going to take the next step. But she decided that she feels good now where she is, and she can feel it. She can be grateful about what she has, because there again there is a lot of my client when they come, it's everything is bad, or it's they see the glass like almost empty, and then we look at what is present, and sometimes they say, okay, I can see how my life is great, I just couldn't see that before. And some of them, so they decide that they can stay there, they can maybe change a little bit their communication, they can work better with a better work-life balance, and then they don't need to move anymore.
Some coaches or psychologists or counselors or career advisors sometimes choose not to share their private experiences, their personal experience with their clients, and some equally find this very helpful. In which category would you think? I think I know the answer, but I want to test you.
I really believe that it's very helpful to share their own stories. And a lot of my clients say that's great with me because indeed I share what's going on my side or how I did. And why I think it's important is because when we go into coaching, it's not necessarily very, it's not a nice process for the people being coached. So sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's tough. Sometimes we hear things that we don't want to hear. And, so we are kind of vulnerable in front of the coach. And I believe that it's easier to be vulnerable and to show ourselves when we see the person in front being vulnerable as well. So I don't try to be the guru. I am myself. I just have done the steps before. I have the help already a lot of women, and that's why I can help. But I am really always impressed with my clients, and therefore we are more or less on the same level. I just have seen more and have good questions. But I believe that it's important to be on the same level and to be vulnerable on both sides.
I think behind this is the idea of partnership, isn't it? Because exactly. once you open the conversation, usually it flows quite naturally. And, this sense of partnership is the one that gives you the best answers, right? When you feel equal, when you feel appreciated, when you feel not judged. and it's exactly. a safe environment, then it's very easy for you to open up and to find solutions to your own problems. Because at the end of the day, you know, we're partners in conversation, but your body, your mind knows exactly what needs to be done. You just need someone who, as you said, asks mm-hmm. the right questions. Yeah. Isn't it? And enables this knowledge to come out. Christelle, let's have a short break. And then when we're back, I would like us to discuss about the tools that you're using to determine if the client's current job fits them, or to get a good understanding what's next on the agenda for your customers. So okay. we'll be back with Christelle discussing career change.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. The station that makes you feel good.
And we're back with Christelle. We're discussing career changes, and Christelle was very generously sharing her own experiences and how she transitioned into the career optimization coach job, which she very much enjoys. Christelle, tell us about the tools that you use to determine if a client's current job fits them. I'm very curious to hear about that. Probably if I was to take this assessment, or I'm not sure exactly what you're using, probably you'll find like five or six jobs that I like in different stages of my life. So I was completely very confused right from the beginning on that. But I think this is because of curiosity. You know, sometimes you just want to experience different things. And sometimes it happens maybe in a period of your life, some jobs suit you better than others. And this is something that you can also, you know, tell me if I'm right or wrong. So what do you currently use to see if someone is fit for the job?
Yeah, it's a good question. So I try to find something on the market, so something that really helped me to do like assessments for my clients at the beginning, because a lot of them are really like, I know that I have a great job, but I'm not sure, something is missing, and I don't feel well, and I don't know why, I don't have energy, and I don't know why it is so. So I decided to create myself analysis. I call it MPC analysis, so it's meaningful, profitable career analysis, and it's to look at the job fit score. So it's really like to have a number and to discuss that with my client or future client. It's 22 questions, but what we look really, it's all about if there is a meaning in the career that you are in the job that you have right now, if you have the feeling that there is a meaning, a purpose, if you have the feeling that you can grow, if you have the feeling that, the feeling that you can grow, but in the right area, you can grow where you want to grow and not where the company wants you to go. Then we look at, the salary, if the salary is the right level for you. Then we look at if it's a safe context. And the safe context is all about if you have the right people around you, if you feel good about the people, your supervisor, your colleagues, and so on. If you have the right materials, the right equipment in order to do your job right, and if you know exactly what you need to do. I have like just one client right now. She's completely lost in her new job because nothing is clear. She said, I have no idea what they want and how to achieve that, because they didn't really do any kind of onboarding, which is not a nice situation. So we look at that to be sure that the context is safe. And indeed, so we always look at the importances of things, because maybe if you are a young mother with children and one child has special needs, for instance, so maybe you don't want to grow right now. Maybe you just want to have a good job, you enjoy to go to work, but you are not necessarily happy to grow, maybe in a few years, but right now it's not the right moment for you. So we look at things like that, and then it gives a very good clarity about, it's exactly this point. This point is not working right now. And that's why I don't feel good. And then again, sometimes, so that means that maybe you should stay there, but have a very good conversation with your supervisor. Or maybe that means that you should stay in the same industry and change the company. Or maybe that means that you have to try to find something completely different eventually. And then it's a kind of different process.
It's very interesting because when I've asked you this question, I didn't think about the fact you'll bring up the current working environment and the relationship with the manager and things like onboarding. I pretty much thought that I assumed that it's going to be very much about the skills of the person and the behaviors and maybe personal context behind the job or the decision to go for a job or another or a career or another. But I didn't think that, that it has such an holistic approach. So please tell me again, what's the name of the product that you developed? Meaningful?
The MPC analysis, it comes just before my MPC program, and MPC is for meaningful and profitable career. Meaningful because I believe it should have a meaning, and profitable because there is so many women, so they are less paid as men, which is a pity. There is so many women, they have been expats, and they don't feel that they are good enough anymore to ask for a paycheck. They do a lot of things in with association or so voluntaries or something like that. And I believe that the profitable as a woman, having profits, having money is important as well. So that's why I put the P there.
Okay, that's brilliant. So if I'm one of your customers, this is the first time we're discussing, we're going through this tool. Mm-hmm. What's happening next once we've determined, you know, what's the full context? What's the next step?
Well, usually, well, so the next step is like, okay, so we are clear now. So usually women say, yeah, so now it's so clear for me. I understand. So maybe they see that they would like to have some help in order to create the next best steps. And if they see that they would like to really reinvent themselves, so really look at what they could do differently, then we, if they agree, we go in a 3-month program together. And within this 3-month program, we look at the strength, we look at the skills, we look at the past experiences, we look at the passions, we look at what is doable. So we go in different state, like really creative state to more critical state. And then the realist ones, okay, what is possible to do? And here is your roadmap. And now let's go. If you want, we can do that.
So how long does it usually last, the program?
The program is 3 months.
3 months. Do you also work with groups, Christelle, or you just focus on one-to-one coaching?
No, I love to work with groups because the groups, the energy of the groups is just amazing. And I told you that my clients, they are all amazing. So I love to have them mingle together and connect together and maybe create things together. I have had one last time say, oh, you know what? You would be a perfect contact for this company, and then they started to help themselves. So in the program, what we do is that it's a mix between self-learning, between implementation. It's a lot of implementation because it's the best way to get what we want is really to do actions. And then we have one-on-one coachings for a little bit going a little bit deeper. And then we have group coachings in order to have the confrontation of a safe space. So the group in a safe space and get the idea of the other people.
I always thought that working in groups or couples, you know, it brings up the best in us because of the dynamics. You kind of discover yourself in contrast with others and in relationship with others. So definitely, I think this is a really good idea for the future, you know, to develop further, because we are part of the community and we develop, you know, within the community. So what it's a great way of continuing to discover and rediscover ourselves.
Yes, definitely. So, and it's like creating a community as well. Like tomorrow, we are going to go to a Pilates course. It's going to be the first one of my clients because she built her own business. And another client is going to come over just to celebrate her new job. So it's just creates a great momentum. And that's really, really nice.
So you told us a lot of great things about your customers. Who are your customers? What's their profile?
Women.
That has been established.
Exactly. But I love to work with men too. It's not that I have any kind of problem with men. It's just only I believe that I can help women even better and more, but really love to work with men too. So usually it's like they are international, so they can speak different languages and they travel already a lot. So international women is definitely the kind of people that I have in the groups, and usually they are academical, so they have like a manager or CEO level. It's the kind of things that they do. I do have a lot of engineer oriented people because I was engineer before, so they like to come because they know that that I have the structure. I'm very structured and very goal oriented. But international, and then they are all over the place. So I have some of them in US, some of them in China, some of them in Europe for sure, some of them in Europe but coming from Japan. So it's really, yeah, everywhere.
In how many languages do you coach, Christelle?
Well, the group, it's all in English. But then I coach in French and in German and in English. So it's the three languages that I speak.
Okay, that's great. That's great to know, isn't it? Because it opens so many doors to international customers. Perfect. So in your conversations with your clients, what would you say are the biggest roadblocks that they hit when it comes to changing their careers?
A lot of them, it's like, well, I don't know where to start. It's like I think I am stuck in my work, in my career, but I have no clue where to start. Some of them, it's if they really think they could start something completely different, it's the fear of the judgment and the fear to they are afraid to fail, definitely. Some of them, well, it's the financial uncertainty. If they have a very well paid job and they maybe want to change completely to do something in another field or to start the business, they might be afraid of the financial aspect. The imposter syndrome is very present. So some of them, they are in the same job for the last 20 years or something like that. So they are strong where they are at, but then they feel very insecure when they think about changing. And the fear maybe to do the wrong move, the wrong change, and to think, oh my God, it was better where I was before. That can come, but that is less. I think it's really more like fear or judgment. If there are moms, it might be they feel a little bit guilty and selfish to take the time and the energy for their own career and not for the family. That can come too.
Do you think it's also a matter of status? For example, someone who has performed a director role for 10 years suddenly realizes that, you know, their passion actually lies in being a yoga teacher or moving to Spain and take salsa classes. Do you think it's that too? Because you mentioned quite a few times, you know, you have international customers, you have women that are quite career oriented. Does this fall still in that place of, you know, fear? Or do you think that's kind of a separate issue?
No, I think it can definitely be there. It's like the fear of judgment of the colleagues, and I know that it was kind of my case. So I was this international sales manager, and I wanted to change and be a coach. And for me, it was all good. But I can remember my husband telling me, "You cannot change that. So you are an engineer and now you want to be a coach. So socially, it's really not the same." And I have so many friends of mine and people around me telling me, "What? There are so many coaches. You want to be a coach? Like, really?" So for me, it was not a problem. I really had not that problem, but I can feel that sometimes in my clients, when you have a nice status, so it might be a little bit different sometimes, and to say, "Oh, I'm going to throw that away because it's not good enough for me and I want to do something else." So it's like that people can interpret it, and it's not a nice feeling. And it's exactly these kind of things that are very, very important to speak about, and it's what we do in my coaching, and it's what sometimes it's not done in other career coach businesses, so they don't really do that, or not enough, maybe, not sure.
I think it's also a matter of positioning this correctly in the society, because yes, there is a change, but we do change, you know, that's the reality of it. And, you know, evolving means different things, isn't it? And has different shapes. And but I can understand why it's quite hard, you know, to keep that social status or to ignore the social status and to just follow your heart and your wishes. Mm-hmm. Christelle, let's take a short break. And once we're back, I'd like to discuss a bit more about your current passions around research or the topics that you're very much interested in. So we'll be back with Christelle. We're still discussing career and it's going really well. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
And we're back with Christelle. We're discussing career change, career transition. We're discussing the challenges that women might have when they decide to change careers. Christelle, tell us some of the topics that you're currently interested in terms of research. Is there anything in particular that attracts you or you want to develop in the future in terms of products to support your customers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm always developing something new. There's no end. I come from emotional intelligence, mindfulness, all this stuff. It's really so my background. So I started my first meditation with 8, and with 15, I was already into this kind of thing. So that is something that always stimulates me, or I still continue to read about. And right now, I am really into communication, negotiation. But it can be like outer negotiation, like really negotiating like a new contract, a new paycheck, stuff like that. But it's always a lot about inner dialogue, so inner communication, inner negotiation, because I do believe that all starts with that. So when one of my mentors always say that the most complicated sales to do is first to sell ourselves to ourselves. So it's to sell our own project to ourselves and so on. So it's really all about our limiting beliefs, how we sell ourselves that we are good enough or not good enough, how we negotiate inside of our head, and then how that has an impact on the outer world. I'm doing a lot of conversation, a lot of research, a lot of like small experiences with myself in order to better understand the kind of thoughts that coming up. All about clarity.
I think that's very interesting because, you know, you worked as a former sales manager at the international level. So you come with this, with a certain amount of skills and, you know, good practices, good behaviors. A lot of women and people in general, you know, when they're changing careers, it doesn't always come with a full set of skills, right? Sometimes you want to transition in a career where you're not 100% comfortable. I would say most of the times, probably, the transition is to something that's quite different. So, of course, you know, skills like negotiating your pay or negotiating your contract or, you know, being able to get away from imposter syndrome and be your own person, isn't it? Your own master when it comes to presenting yourself in the new job. These are really important skills. And I think that's kind of a different approach to career coaching. And I think it lies now. I realize it actually lies in the term that you're using, because you're a career optimizing coach. Yeah, so it's not just career coach. You're actually optimizing, and in this situation can be skills, isn't it?
Yes, I. So this part where you say like, trying to get rid of the imposter syndrome, I call it like being the CEO of your life. Mm-hmm. I calling like if we want to get what we want, so we have to show ourselves. We have to be able to speak it out, to be clear. And what I like to teach or to coach is really to have this soft way of negotiating things, because usually we think, a lot of my clients thinks, I cannot be a good leader, or I am not a good leader because I am not this that this pushy energy. I am like more soft, and they don't think that they can be a big leader when they are soft, and they don't think they can be a good negotiator when they are soft. And I do believe it's completely possible. So it's like looking at win-wins, how to observe, how to communicate, how to ask the right questions again. And then if the inner dialogue is the right one, they are going to find the right ways to deal with what they want to deal. If they are okay to shine, to be seen by the right person, then they are going to be able to get what they want. But usually we are like, I don't want to be too much present, or how many people are going to see me. And then it's again the fear of the judgment and the fear of being afraid to fail and so on. So I do believe that it's very, very important as well to work on that, being seen and being able to talk.
Do you have any case studies, any examples of clients that have come to you in a difficult time of their lives and how they evolved and changed careers maybe?
Yes, so I have, I have different kind of people. So I have like Patricia, she was working at the French government, like that was during COVID. She was still working there. She was completely burned. And she wanted to do something else. And we worked together, and at some point she understood that she wanted to find another job, but most of that she wanted to move away from this big city. So she was in Paris, and she wanted to move away from Paris. And working together, so maybe 1 year after starting to work together, she was on the border of the sea, having a house there and not working at the government anymore, and having a multiple business. So she is like completely, I don't know, so crazy, so kind of. And so I told her she should have one business, but she's this kind of person, she need to do different things in the same time. Mm-hmm. So she created different kind of business in the same time, and it worked out for her. So now she's very happy making a walk every morning on the beach and having her businesses. So that's one person. Another one, it might be like one person, she come from Italia, she lives in Germany, she doesn't speak German, she just came, she has two small children. She was a soccer manager, she helped the traveling for the soccer team in a very well-known soccer team in Italia. And then she needed to reinvent herself in a new country. It was during COVID, so it was complicated. And now she is a coach, and she's doing pretty well, I must say. She's a Feng Shui coach, and she helps women to find their marketing with Feng Shui.
So two different women, quite different stories, but both of them, you know, at the end of the day, they end up being very successful at doing what they feel like doing.
Yeah. Another one, which is very crazy, is she was working in a bank as marketing manager and she wanted to quit that. She eventually wanted to be a teacher. She wasn't sure about that, but she wanted to continue to do some marketing, and she wanted to work part-time. So, and I thought, well, that's going to be difficult. And we find she has now a job as a teacher in a private school where she can work part-time, but this private school needs some marketing because they need to gain new clients. So she is in charge of the marketing part of this private school. So she can have everything in one job, which is
both worlds.
Yeah,
which is brilliant, isn't it?
Definitely.
Crystal, well, thank you so much for your time and wisdom today. Thank you for sharing such great stories with us. Thank you for, you know, taking us through your life changes and career changes. And I think it's time for you to share with us some of the details related to your programs and website. You have a great website. So where can we find you online and social media? If you have any links available, it'd be great so we can contact you further.
Sure. So on Instagram, it's Freedom Catcher. It's where you can find me. My website is my name, so www.crystalpilo.com, and my LinkedIn. So I'm really more into LinkedIn. So if you want to find me more, it's where I post more, where there is more interaction. I love LinkedIn, and you can message me. So I really love to have this interaction. If you want, we can do the MPC analysis together. That would be my pleasure.
Thank you so much, Crystal, and wishing you a very good year. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, we are still at the start.
Still at the beginning.
Definitely.
Thank you,
Crystal, very much for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming. Let's end today's show with a positive song from American band The Journey, a top 10 worldwide hit in the 1981s. Don't Stop Believing became the group's signature song and has continued to endure over the years. Don't stop believing. Until next time, may we hear only good things.